Test 2. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part one. Part one. You will hear a woman talking to a doctor at a clinic about a medical problem. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hi, come and take a seat.
Thank you.
My name's Carl Rogers and I'm one of the doctors here at the Total Health Clinic. So I understand this is your first visit to the clinic.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well I hope you'll be very happy with the service you receive here. So if it's all right with you, I'll take a few details to help me give you the best possible service.
Sure.
So can I check first of all that we have the correct personal details for you. So your full name is Julie Ann Garcia.
That's correct.
Perfect. And can I have a contact phone number?
It's 219-442-9785.
Okay, and then can I just check that we have the correct date of birth?
October 10th, 1992.
Oh, I actually have 1991. I'll just correct that now. Right, so that's all good. Now, I just need a few more personal details. Do you have an occupation, either full-time or part-time?
Yes, I work full-time in Esterhazy's, you know, the restaurant chain. I started off as a waitress there a few years ago, and I'm a manager now.
Oh, I know them. Yeah, they're down on 114th Street, aren't they?
That's right.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. I just love their salads.
That's good to hear.
Right, so one more thing I need to know before we talk about why you're here, Julie, and that's the name of your insurance company.
It's Cawley Life Insurance. That's C-A-W-L-E-Y.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Now, Julie, let's look at how we can help you. So tell me a little about what brought you here today.
Well, I've been getting a pain in my knee, the left one. Not very serious at first, but it's gotten worse, so I thought I ought to see someone about it.
That's certainly the right decision. So how long have you been aware of this pain? Is it just a few days, or is it longer than that?
Longer. It's been worse for the last couple of days, but it's 3 weeks since I first noticed it. It came on quite gradually, though, so I kind of ignored it at first.
And have you taken any medication yourself or treated it in any way?
Yeah, I've been taking medication to deal with the pain, Tylenol, and that works okay for a few hours, but I don't like to keep taking it.
Okay. And what about heat treatment? Have you tried applying heat at all?
No, but I have been using ice on it for the last few days.
And does that seem to help the pain at all?
A little, yes.
Good. Now, you look as if you're quite fit normally.
I am, yes.
So do you do any sport on a regular basis?
Yes, I play a lot of tennis. I belong to a club, so I go there a lot. I'm quite competitive, so I enjoy that side of it as well as the exercise, but I haven't gone since this started.
Sure. And do you do any other types of exercise?
Yeah, I sometimes do a little swimming, but usually just when I'm on vacation. But normally I go running a few times a week, maybe 3 or 4 times.
So your legs are getting quite a pounding, but you haven't had any problems up to now?
No, not with my legs. I did have an accident last year when I slipped and hurt my shoulder, but that's better now.
Excellent. And do you have any allergies?
No, none that I'm aware of.
And do you take any medication on a regular basis?
Well, I take vitamins, but that's all. I'm generally very healthy.
Okay. Well, let's have a closer look and see what might be causing this problem. If you can just get up.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.